Mr. Punch presents The Journals of Dorothy Wordsworth with Jenny Agutter as Dorothy Wordsworth.
Windy Brow, April the 21st, 1794. To Mrs. Christopher Crackmanthorpe. I should have answered your letter immediately after the receipt of it. I am much obliged to you for the frankness with which you have expressed your sentiments upon my conduct, and am at the same time extremely sorry that you should think it so severely to be condemned. As you have not sufficiently developed the reasons of your censure, I have endeavoured to discover them, and I confess no other possible objections against my continuing here a few weeks longer suggest themselves, except the expense, and that you may suppose me to be in an unprotected situation. As to the former of these objections, I reply that I drink no tea, that my supper and breakfast are of bread and milk, and my dinner chiefly of potatoes, from choice. In answer to the second of these suggestions, I affirm that I consider the character and virtues of my brother as a sufficient protection. I cannot pass unnoticed that part of your letter in which you speak of my rambling about the country on foot. So far from considering this as a matter of condemnation, I rather thought it would have given my friends pleasure to hear that I had courage to make use of the strength with which nature has endowed me, when it not only procured me infinitely more pleasure than I should have received from sitting in a post-chaise, but was also the means of saving me 30 shillings. In mentioning the inducements which I have to stay at Windy Brow a few weeks longer, it will be unnecessary to speak of the beauty of the country or the pleasantness of the season. To these are added the society of several of my brother's friends, from whom I have received the most friendly attentions, and above all, the society of my brother. I am now 22 years of age, and such have been the circumstances of my life that I may be said to have enjoyed his company only for a very few months. An opportunity now presents itself of obtaining this satisfaction, an opportunity which I could not see pass from me without unspeakable pain. Besides, I not only derive much pleasure, but much improvement from my brother's society. I have regained all the knowledge I had of the French language some years ago, and I have now begun reading Italian. Racedown, June 1797. To Mary Hutchinson. You had a great loss in not seeing Coleridge. He is a wonderful man. His conversation teems with soul, mind, and spirit. Then he is so benevolent, so good-tempered and cheerful, and, like William, interests himself so much about every little trifle. At first, I thought him very plain, that is, for about 3 minutes. He is pale and thin, has a wide mouth, thick lips, and not very good teeth, longish, loose-growing, half-curling, rough black hair. But if you hear him speak for 5 minutes, you think no more of them. His eye is large and full, not dark, but grey. Such an eye as would receive from a heavy soul the dullest expression. But it speaks every emotion of his animated mind. It has more of the poet's eye in a fine frenzy rolling than I ever witnessed. He has fine dark eyebrows and an overhanging forehead. The first thing that was read after he came was William's new poem, The Ruined Cottage, with which he was much delighted. Alfoxden, near Nether Stowey, Somersetshire, August the 14th, 1797. Here we are, in a large mansion, in a large park, with 70 head of deer around us. We spent a fortnight at Coleridge's. In the course of that time, we heard that this house was to let, applied for it and took it. Our principal inducement was Coleridge's society. It was a month yesterday since we came to Alfoxden. The house is a large mansion, with furniture enough for a dozen families like ours. There is a very excellent garden, well stocked with vegetables and fruit. From the end of the house, we have a view of the sea, over a woody meadow country, and exactly opposite the window where I now sit, an immense wood, whose round top from this point has exactly the appearance of a mighty dome. Alfoxden, November the 20th, 1797. We have been on another tour. We set out last Monday evening at 4:30. The evening was dark and cloudy. We went 8 miles, William and Coleridge employing themselves in laying the plan of a ballad to be published with some pieces of William's. William's play is finished and sent to the managers of the Covent Garden Theatre. We have not the faintest expectation that it will be accepted.